Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. We thank Jesus for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Well, you must be wondering that we have just finished Christmas and how come, you know, Pastor Sam is talking about Christmas again. But let me tell you the importance of this period. From January 6th onwards, the period in this church year that begins from this time and extends up to Ash Wednesday is known as Epiphany. Epiphany marks the time that the Christ child was revealed to the wise men, or Magi, in his first manifestation to the Gentiles as the light of the whole world. It is generally believed by Bible scholars that these wise men from the east arrived approximately 2 years after the birth of Christ. The earnestness of their search, their worship and gifts, and the desire to return home to share their spiritual experience with others have much to teach us. In many churches, Epiphany is ushered in with a period, with a special period of prayer, a week of prayer, a renewed commitment to evangelism, and a worldwide concern for missions. Epiphany should be a strong reminder to all Christians that God wants not only our worship, but also our willingness to share his message with others, both at home and abroad. The gospel of the good news must be heard beyond the walls of our church buildings. May we be challenged to share God's love, both by word and deed, with those who brings into our lives each day. And that is paramount for every Christian believer. It's not only our worship, but our willingness to preach the gospel, our willingness to go. A going church is a growing church. A giving church is a growing church. And my dear brothers and sisters, if you want to see growth in your life, you must pay heed to what Jesus has commissioned us to, is to preach the gospel to all nations. Hallelujah. That's what we are called to do. That's what we are, being born again into the kingdom. And I'm so encouraged when I read the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3 to verse 8. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Verse 4, "According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself." Hallelujah. So today, my dear brothers and sisters, reflect again on the importance of the wise men, their difficult journey to Bethlehem, their worship and gifts, and the return to their homelands to share where they had learned and what they had learned. Then begin this period and ask God to make you a missionary. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you. Lord, your heart for missions is always resounding in our ears. Ever since you commissioned us to preach the gospel, it always resounds, it always is reminded by the Holy Spirit that our primary purpose and our primary occupation is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the nations. And I pray that today you will give us the grace, today you will give us the power of the Holy Spirit, you will grant us courage and boldness to share Jesus with somebody around us in our marketplaces. That's what I pray, O God. You will, O Father, invigorate us, revive us. You'll help us to share our testimonies. Help us to lay our hands on somebody and pray for their healing and give the gospel of Jesus to them. Lord, that many will be saved, healed, delivered, and added into your kingdom. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock and into your hands as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. Everywhere they will find an opportunity to preach the gospel. Everywhere they will be a shining light. They will be the salt and a voice unto the nations. And you will bless their endeavors and bless the work of their hands and keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be struggling with the health conditions. Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness and I command the bodies to be healed and to be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you. We give you the glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.